I'm good. I could complain, but you know, nobody listens to
me. It's been a long, long time.
It has been too long.
It has. I've cried many an evening. Just staring at your photo on Twitter.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
You have been crazy busy, my friend. The Alberta Country Music Awards last weekend, back and forth from Toronto. What is going on?
Oh, man, we are making music and trying to run a little record label that for some reason we decided was a good idea to try. And it's been crazy. We have 3 projects coming down the pike right away and 2 more to follow that. So we've been really busy, but it's an exciting time.
Well, let's talk about this little music label, because Prairie States had a fairly good evening a couple of Sundays ago at those Alberta Country Music Awards, and that's your guys.
Yeah, those are my guys. The Prairie States, I kind of stumbled into them in London at the CCMA Awards, which I think would have been 2021, the first one back. And was standing with Amanda, who's one of the A&R directors from Universal. And we both kind of looked at each other like, wow, what is this? And, you know, she was interested in them and I was interested in them. And we were able to do a deal where they got both of us.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so really exciting. And they're just such a cool band. They're just not like anything out there making great music. So it was pretty kind of a no-brainer.
And not just the Prairie States you're working with. You're working with Drew Gregory and Kendra Kay.
Yeah, Kendra and Drew are both on sort of development deals where, you know, our role in their careers at this point is to try to help them elevate. So we just finished 4 new songs with Drew Gregory that I think are going to blow your mind.
Sweet. Looking forward to it. He's such a cool guy. I really like him.
He is. He's such a nice kid. He deserves a chance, you know, and so our little team here is trying to help elevate that and get him that chance, and we think we might have just done it.
I'm kind of at a similar stage in my career, working with some younger broadcasters as a mentor, and, you know, you've been at this a long time. What's it like working with younger artists?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's been my favorite part of the whole ride so far.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yep, it really is. Plus, I don't have to get on a tour bus.
What sort of advice are you giving them?
You know, I think that there's a couple of key things that I learned that are really hard to accept as a young artist. And so I try to really drill those home. One is that the only thing you can do in the music business quickly is fail. So none of it happens as fast as you'd like it to. You know, you can't write the songs and get a hit as easily as you'd like to. And you can't make a record as easily and as quickly as you'd like to. And you can't get radio to care, or the powers that be to care, as easy as you'd like to. And so it really is take the time on the front end, make sure the product is the best you've ever done every time you go out. And if you can do that, you got a chance. So that's hard to teach, you know, especially with young artists. We really want it badly and we want it fast.
Yeah, a lot of things come with experience, right? It's not necessarily something that's going to happen tomorrow, but you put in the work and it'll come to you.
Yeah, and that's one of the criteria that we have for anybody, any of the artists we're looking at is, you know, putting in the work. We want artists that put in work.
Well, you've been putting in some work, I see. You've got some new material. What's it like to be back after 3 years of COVID?
Oh, it's good. We started making that record, the record you guys will hear, including the single you have from us now. We started making that record during COVID, actually at the very, very onset. We kind of got kicked out of Nashville.
Get out!
Yeah, WestJet. So that we were there working on this project, and it was early March. And we were actually the last session doing demos at a studio called Sound Emporium for 2 years. So, and they literally were, WestJet was like, I know you guys weren't planning to leave for quite a while, but here's your flight for tomorrow. So we kind of ran for the border and did that. So I ended up working at home on a lot of the project. Some of that project had seen the light of day because we were a fair ways down the road on it. And some of it was just really early days. So we've just put the finishing touches on all of that EP. And the EP is called Comeback Town. And first single is out now. When we did a collaboration with Black Mountain Whiskey Rebellion, which is a Canadian kind of alt country rock band.
So, so good. Yeah, that first single called The First Dirt Road. And it's funny, on my show this morning, I played Young Country by Hank Jr. And he says he loves his country with a little bit of rhythm and blues. And that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, For sure it is. Those guys really brought a little different element to the song, like a little different feel to it than what I would have done, which is, I think, makes it super cool. And that band's on the rise, too. You watch. They've got a bunch of stuff coming.
And what a story behind this single, too, the Friday Nights and Hand-Me-Down Trucks.
Yeah.
I just love that because I'm seeing four or five different colored side panels and Krager mags and some sort of thrush muffler underneath.
Yeah, man. When we were kids, I'm a Calgary kid, and when we were kids, we used to go, probably my parents would probably still be upset about if they hear this interview, but we used to go out on, you know, Friday and Saturday nights. We'd go down to the reservoir in town and go to the far end in the southwest corner where it was still a dirt road in, and we'd all gather our trucks around and party like a bunch of dummies.
Yep. See, mine was a little different. We were at the A&W on 118th Ave in Edmonton, but doing that same thing.
Yeah, 100%. Ours was just in a little bit into the woods so that the cops didn't come, which they did anyway. But
well, Bobby, it's been a pleasure catching up, man. I wish you nothing but the best. The new single is fantastic. And you know what we should do? We should spin it right now.
Oh, well, I would love that. Thank you very much. And I hope everybody digs it. And we'll keep you up to date on all our goings on over here.
Please do. Hey, you want to play radio and introduce it for me?
Sure. Hey, everybody, this is Bobby Wills, and you're listening to my brand new single featuring Black Mountain Whiskey called The First Dirt Road.